Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert!
Freaking awesome.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey, and today's episode is an on-location review episode from the award-winning Fear at Avon Valley Scream Park. They have their returning four mazes along with a brand new fifth maze, Vita Nova. Very good attraction. We went in and we came out screaming. We had an absolutely fantastic time at Fear at Avon Valley, and we are here now to review the entire experience for you here on the Scare Track Podcast. We go in depth and talk about each an individual attraction, but if you want to just get a few visuals on the evening, guys, make sure you head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack, where you'll be able to see our mini 5-minute episode of Scarecam, a mini vlog, just to show you a few snippets of the event, just the raw footage to show you the atmosphere at this amazing screen park. So without any further ado, let's take you to our on-location audio from Fear at Avon Valley Scream Park.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hello and welcome to this on-location episode of the Scare Track Podcast. We are here at Fear at Avon Valley Scream Park to check out their brand new maze, Vita Nova, along with the four other returning mazes as well. We are very excited to be here. Hannah hasn't actually been here for a few years. Hannah, are you excited?
I am excited. I haven't been here for 2 years, I think.
Yeah, I was here last year, and it was a phenomenal event. It was really, really good. Their fire show is amazing. Their mazes are really intense as well. But this is a brand new Vita Nova that we're going through now. You know what? I've actually got no idea what to expect.
I can't hear you.
I've got no idea what to expect.
No, me neither. I'm excited.
It's going to be good. So we're going to go now. Join us for the ride. I'm not entirely sure if I'll be able to record in the attraction, but we will find out. It's looking good so far. So, yeah, let's go through Vita Nova.
You will soon begin your mandatory Vita Nova treatment and will enter the facility in the morning. Do not raise your hands on the person's shoulders. You may be split up. Long live the Republic of England. Happy is the country
brother and
with
sister?
You
in
the past.
Brother and sister?
Yes, is that what this is?
We'd be on the list if we were.
Be on the list? Why?
No, we're married.
You're married, my darling. You know you can choose your partner. Yes? And you've chosen this one. Yes? Have you made a good decision?
A perfect decision.
Thanks.
Okay. I've got that on recording.
Oh, excellent. Well, my darling, you are stunning. And I hope that your partner here knows that he's absolutely punching out of his league. Would you agree? Yes. He certainly knows that. Now, you may be husband and wife, yes, the best of lovers, the best of friends, but tonight we're giving you the opportunity to end your relationship, okay? Have you ever considered that?
No.
Have you?
No, really.
Well, tonight you will be forcibly separated, okay? Your treatment will be issued on a one-by-one individual basis, so don't you go crying and holding on to that wife of yours, okay?
Okay,
yes?
Thank you.
She's not going to help you now.
Yeah, we're going to be separated. Right then, guys, we are going through Vita Nova.
You okay?
Yes, thank you. Are you okay?
I am. You are the first one.
Can I bring you?
No.
This is individual treatment. Yeah, welcome.
Well, they lasted long.
You're the first one then.
Okay. Later.
Bye.
Hands behind your head, please, for your own safety. Step inside the pod, sir. Treatment will begin shortly.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm by myself. I'm in the pod. People are shitting themselves in here.
Right!
You!
Please step inside the treatment room.
Thank you.
Ah! Whoa!
Wow, that's a smoky room. Oh God, I'm really totally lost. You have to feel your way around this one. I'm lost. I'm totally lost. Oh, fuck, I just scared myself. Literally, the mirror of myself just scared me. It's a dead end.
You are about to embark on stage 3, a reconfiguration journey, and core elements of your subject in its time. Stage 4, receptor reboot initiated, yeah. Increasing the Beta Nova dosage further.
Oh, I'm crawling. Oh, God. Shock. Oh, I keep scaring myself in the mirrors. Oh! Oh my days.
Resistance. Conformity is a must.
Oh, I don't
initiating
like it.
Stage 5. Ah. Shock therapy.
Which way? Oh my days. Activating stage 6. Man, this is intense. Oh my fuck! God! Oh my days!
Long live the Republic! Happy is the country with no past.
A happy face!
And I'm out. Holy hell, that was an insane maze. Wow. I think Hannah's still in there. Oh my days, Hannah's still in there. Wow, that was so good. Right, I'm going to wait till Hannah gets out and then we'll give our review. But I think you can already tell that was freaking good. So we have just come out of Beta Nova, the brand new attraction here at Fear at Avon Valley Screen Park. I'm saying a wow.
My hands are tingling.
Yeah, shock.
There was a shock.
I was too smart. I could hear those shock pads.
Well,
I
wasn't going to touch it. We went into a dark corridor and he said, make sure you hold on to something. So I was looking for a rope. So I put my hands out, feeling the walls.
Rookie mistake.
Ouches.
That
I love
is
that.
Incredible.
I love that.
They are not scared to have you in pitch black, feeling your way out. The smoke, the strobes. The actors in there, they've got the hardest job of the night.
I don't know how they've done
how
that.
They
because
can see in
that
there.
Strobe and that smoke is so disorientating. And something so simple but so brilliant.
Mirrors. Oh my days, the amount of times I scared myself in the mirror.
The whole was made of mirrors. And the amount of times that, like with you, I screamed and it was my reflection.
Yes, yeah. The amount of times I went, oh my God, oh, it's me. That was incredible. Yeah, the actors were really, really good in there. But
You could run that maze without any actors.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because it's just terrifying anyway. That's difficult to do. To create a maze that you don't need actors for is insane. That, and the actors in there were insane, so fair play to them. They have got the hardest maze of the night, 110%.
Yeah.
That was phenomenal. I really, really enjoyed that. That was scary. That was really just intense, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. The whole group that went through with us was so disorientated.
Well, the good thing is, though, you let in one by one.
Oh, but I was in a conga line.
Did you? Oh, you caught up with people. I was by myself throughout the whole of that.
Oh, no, as soon as I got let out of my room, I was behind people.
Were you? I like the idea of putting you into rooms. I think something more could have happened in the room if nothing really happened, but it was a good way to stagger. People are scared. People got to the queue, they said, you're going by yourself, and they left the queue.
Bottled it.
That is definitely a top-notch attraction. We're going to do the next one now, which is X4. So let's go in X4. Right then, guys, we're about to go in X4.
Now,
let's go.
Welcome to England. I'm glad to see you've all made it here in one piece. If you're lucky, you'll stay in one piece. You are about to enter Alpha Vixen 1. Now, deep beneath the surface lies a complex series of subterranean tunnels. It was during routine maintenance that the discovery of a lifetime was made. But where will you be entering the facility? I can hear your brain as well. If you talk to one of our biological researchers,
I have just been down to inspect the observation chamber, and I do not believe the witch
of... Wait another second. I couldn't agree more. All of you, repeat after me. Ready? Long live the Republic of England.
Long live the Republic of England.
We shall now make our descent to sub-basement level 4. In the observation chamber, you will examine our specimen. Place yourself. This lift can be a little bit rough.
Subsequent investigations revealed that these tunnels were in fact the gateway to another dimension, from which Lifeform 004 arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Leo.
So we have just come out of X4, which I think is the best incarnation ever. It was so intense, so smoky. There were some UV strobes that really brought out the new artwork on the wall. Those actors are so intense.
I don't know how actors can successfully do a strike scare so close to your face in a strobe.
Yeah.
Like, it's terrifying, but they're so good at it.
Yeah, they are really, really good at it here. The actors are really on top notch. There were so many actors in that house.
Oh, loads. I couldn't even believe it. They were coming at us from all angles.
Literally everywhere. A lot of air cannon use in there, which was really good.
I really liked the lift because... Oh, spoilers?
Yeah, spoilers.
Yeah, okay. I really liked the lift because last time I did it, there wasn't a lift. So, that really, I wasn't expecting the drops as the audio would probably show.
Yeah, definitely. That is a fantastic attraction. X4, I've done it a few times, but that was the best incarnation of it. A really intense, really extreme. The actors really on it. Really thoroughly enjoyed that so much. Right, we've got three more attractions to do. We've got Phobia, House of Clowns, and Anarchy Live. So let's go and do our next attraction. So the next attraction we are going to do is Anarchy Live. And I'd just like to say how awesome everyone is here. We haven't really encountered many roaming actors yet because we've been in the mazes. We've only been here an hour, so we're on maze number three. It's a nice busy here, but it's a great atmosphere in the tents. They've got lots of music on. They've got the cue boards up. So it's a proper theme park style. We can see Frank the Clown. Even the girl doing the photos was really like, the cannibals are ready for you soon. And then the guy who was sort of walking the queue was basically saying that you can do far better than me.
You know what, that's a running theme so far
tonight. Everyone says you can do better than me.
I've heard it twice. Maybe I should just ditch you and run.
For Frank the Clown.
Oh no.
Oh, okay. So far so good. Everyone's really awesome, upbeat. The atmosphere is...
Yeah, the atmosphere is so electric. Like, the queue times for a Sunday night are actually quite lengthy. The queue board says 40 minutes. Standard, but it's moving fast. And with the interactions from the characters, it doesn't feel like a lengthy wait at all.
Exactly, yeah. Frank's just coming to the queue now. Really good night here so far at Fear at Avon Valley. Remember to click the link in our YouTube.com/scaretrack. Oh, these girls are terrified. And you'll be able to see some visuals of the night.
Right, you take far edge in that trap, move it, you in there. In you get.
You have been chosen to compete in this year's games and will no longer be a burden on society. Remember, there is no escape you do. Game Master, prepare the traps for release. Contestants, your race will now begin. Good luck.
Wow, Anarchy Live is very good. Whoa! Okay. Well, now I'm by myself in the rat rooms.
She's helping us.
So we have just come out of Anarchy Live, which has been totally turned around, turned on its head. You basically now start at the end and you finish at the beginning, kind of thing. Gone is the idea of it being like now a game show, a video show. It is basically, you're there, you're in the traps, and the cannibals are coming to get you. They've taken over the show, basically. I like the beginning, they split us up at the beginning. I was in one trap, you were in the other trap, and then it was just free flow.
I liked that they came and like took you two by two. I don't know if they did
just,
that in your trap.
Yeah, they just grabbed you and pushed you, and that was proper hands on.
I was with a woman who was such a whip.
It was intense, it was really, really good. Again, we sound like broken records, but the actors here are really on point. There's so many of them. They're really in your face. They are not scared to get up close and personal. Some fantastic acting here at Fear at Avon Valley Screen Park. The smoke in there, the strobes in there, everything So far, all three mazes have just been spot on, haven't they?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think there's been, like, a dull moment in any of them.
No, definitely. Right, OK. We've got a couple more attractions to do. We've got Phobia Rebirth and we've got House of Clowns. And, of course, we've got the awesome fire show as well. So, yeah, let's go over to our next attraction. Right then, the next maze we are doing is Phobia Rebirth.
Why are we in a coffin? Why are we in a coffin?
Part of the maze.
It never used to be.
Death is only the beginning.
People have a phobia of death. Oh, underwater scene, that's called fear of drowning. I don't remember this. Some of Kate's handiwork again.
Phobia detected. Death imminent.
Right then, guys, so we have just come out of Phobia Rebirth, which again, compared to last year, I think has had a total facelift. I think it made it harder to get the scares in there, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I really, really liked the start. The start proper put me on edge.
Going into a coffin then, and pitch black.
Yeah, but then as soon as we were in there, I didn't get a single scare. And I don't know whether it was batching because we ended up in a massive conga line.
Yeah, it was very jam-packed in there.
But yeah, no.
I like the idea of the theme of sort of like you're reliving lots of different funerals, and it looks like you're going through each of that person's phobia or the way they've died, kind of.
Yeah, I like the idea of it. I just don't think it was scary.
Yeah, definitely. I
remember 2 years ago that it was my favourite because it scared the crap out of me. Yeah.
But I suppose it has been here a few years. It doesn't matter. They have got more intense mazes now.
Yeah,
this could
true.
Be the slightly less intense one. But yeah, there are scenes in there. I do like all the funeral parlour scenes, but obviously it gets samey. And I do remember last year there were some scenes in there, like some phenomenal, really crazy, smoke-filled long corridors sort of thing.
There used to be a door, didn't there? Like you were stuck somewhere and then a door opened.
Yeah, well, that was a few years ago now. So it has changed. That's what's a good thing about Fairhaven Valley. Even though they have returning mazes, they change them regularly. So it's not like they are doing it and just having the same thing every time. They are having new stuff, even in their old mazes. So kudos to them then. But yeah, the last maze we've got to do here is House of Clowns. So we'll take you for the ride in House of Clowns. Okay, we are now in the House of Clowns.
Look at how
beautiful this clown is. Oh, we're going down this way. Thank you. We're lost. This is the longest we've ever been in the curtains. Hey! Wait, we did it.
Whoa.
And there we go. We have just come out of House of Clowns. Again, very different to last year. Literally, the new maze, Vita Nova, amazing. And then all other four attractions seem to have so many differences to last year. And Hannah, this place is a totally different part to 2 years ago.
Oh my God, it's so different. Like, I can't even put it into words. It's a completely different park.
Definitely. How did you enjoy House of Clowns?
I really, really enjoyed
Probably
that.
One of the best clown mazes I've done,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was so much fun. The actors were on point. They were scaring us. That's the longest I've ever spent in a curtains part of a maze.
Yeah, absolutely. It's still actually quite a short attraction.
We had to be escorted out by a clown. Yeah, like, we were just going around in circles.
It was. It's one of. I think it's the shortest maze here. The way we went through there. Some of them are shorter, but sometimes it's quantity over quality over quantity. Like, we got the scares in there, and nearly I think all of their mazes have free flow sections, which is madness.
Yeah,
like, there's so many. There's a few mazes around the UK and Europe who attempt bits of free flow, but it's more forced free flow, and it's not really quite up there with the game that they've got here at Fear, because yeah, everything's quite free flowy. It makes for a scarier maze. The actors here tonight have been top notch. I can't even get my words out.
And we haven't even spent time out the mazes yet, so we haven't even seen the roamers.
Yeah, we're going to get a beer and a burger, because out here is looking awesome. The fire shows have started again, but each and every attraction I've really, really enjoyed. Fantastic night. Definitely. Right, we're going to soak up a little bit more of the atmosphere before we wrap it up. Let's go get some food.
Yeah.
So, guys, that brings us to the end of our night here at Fear at Avon Valley Scream Park. An absolute fantastic night. Highlight, Vita Nova was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. I've had such a good night.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. The fire show was great. The street performers, every maze was intense, hard-hitting. The actors worked so hard in these mazes. I love the fact that Vita Nova and X4 sort of created their own little universe in that little
I'd love
area.
To see that expand a bit more.
Yeah, definitely. An awesome night here. A huge thank you to Fear for having us. It really is a highlight of Halloween.
You just did a Martin.
So I'm going to send it back to myself in the studio to let you guys know where you can get your tickets. We are nearly at the end of the run, though, so be sure, if you can't get here this season, you definitely get here next season.
You're listening to
So there we go, guys. As you can tell from the on-location audio, we had an absolutely fantastic time at Fear at Avon Valley Scream Park. It's insane how fast, how rapid this event is growing year on year. The last time Hannah went was just a couple of years ago, and she said that she could barely recognise the event. Every maze is just so intense. The actors are working so, so hard in some, I'm going to say, some of the hardest attractions in the UK. I've been a scare actor in multiple attractions, and some mazes are definitely far easier to work than others. These ones, they're not scared to give extra strobes, to give extra fog and smoke, to give extra crazy lighting and sound and air cannons. These mazes really are intense, and they attack the senses more so than I think many other scare attractions here in the UK. So a huge kudos, one, to the creators of the attractions, but two, to those actors working in it all those hours each night. Speaking of nights, guys, there's not many nights left available. As of recording, this is the 28th of October. They are open for the 29th, 30th, 31st, 1st and 2nd of November. So there's still a few nights to get down to Fear at Avon Valley Scream Park. Get your tickets now. www.fearavonvalley.com. That's fearavonvalley.com. You will not be disappointed. Huge thank you to the Fear team for letting us come down and check out your attractions. We sincerely do appreciate it, and we've had an absolutely fantastic time. Guys, that almost brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Trap Podcast, but remember to head over to our YouTube channel just to see a few visuals, a few highlights of the event. youtube.com/scaretrack. Remember, check out our website for anything you need scare related. Just go to www.scaretrack.co.uk for our podcasts, our scare cams, our Patreon, our merch,
absolutely everything is on there. Speaking of merch, we are going to be doing a Halloween special discount sale. There'll be 25% off all our lines on the 31st of October only. So be sure to check out our social media pages for the discount code being released in a few days' time. You can find us on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter and Facebook. Just search for ScareTrack. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the ScareTrack podcast. A huge thank you to Fear and a huge thank you to you guys for listening to this episode. And we'll see you on the next one. Bye, guys.